I say whatever, for me, I'm saying whatever we can confirm. And he doesn't want to use those numbers that Jordan has, so I can't get the two of them on the same page. But whatever we can confirm. And then just know that as they figure out the money, we'll just have to keep coming back in for a day or something.
You ready?
But setting those priorities.
Okay, you guys ready? I want to call to order the Government Ops Committee meeting for Thursday, April 13th, 2023. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Chair Keane.
Present. Moving on, prayer. Congresswoman Lemon, would you render us a prayer, please?
Certainly. Thank you, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today as humble servants. We thank you for the beautiful weather. We do ask that you could please bless us with some rain or any place else that is in suffering from drought. We ask that you be with us today as we make decisions for our people and for our great nation. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Moving on, agenda item number 4, the approval of the minutes. Please look over the minutes for April 11th, 2023.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the minutes of April 11, 2023 as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the minutes for April 11, 2023 as presented. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on, agenda item number 6, ONCR 23-07, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Article 7, Section 15 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to allow appointments to be confirmed in the special session. The sponsor is Chair Goodfox. Chair Goodfox, you have the floor.
I'm withdrawing my name from this resolution, and it's being picked up by Congressman Tillman, and that's already been submitted, Congressman Tillman, right, by the legal and clerk?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Let the record show that Congressman Tillman will pick up ONCR 23-07. Speaker, do we go ahead and make the motion? First, is there any debate on this bill by the committee?
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And so I just kind of wanted to, Congressman Tillman's resolution, you're going to also withdraw it, sir?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Congresswoman Lemon, yes, when we get to my bill next, my plan is to pass it to the floor with no recommendation and then withdraw it.
Okay. So I'm ready for movement. I support this resolution.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Or
Chairman?
Go ahead, Congressman Maker.
Yeah, this is Maker. I think it's customary to have the sponsor open up with a brief explanation of that resolution or bill. This is provided for the listening audience. Our constituents have a desire to listen to what's going on here. Thank you.
Yes, Congressman Maker, I just want to make one point that We debated these bills on Tuesday, April 11th. But yes, if anyone would like to add any more, go ahead, Clerk.
You guys debated them on March 30th, just to clear that up. I don't think you guys had them on the 11th agenda. But you have talked about them, yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead. Congressman Bickhorst.
I just wanted to thank Congressman Tillman and Speaker Goodfox for getting together and working together for a resolution to this piece of legislation. Both of them had had pieces that mirrored one another, and they worked together to come up with a solution to it. So thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Bickhorst. Is there anyone else? Go ahead, Speaker Goodfox.
Motion to report out ONCR 2307 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to report out ONCR 23-07 to Congress. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on. Agenda item number 7. ONCR 23-08. The resolution to provide for an election to amend Article 7, Section 15 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to make interim appointments expire 30 days after appointment unless confirmed in special session or regular session. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a motion at this time to advance ONCR 2308 to the body of Congress with no recommendation.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to report out ONCR 23-08 with no recommendation to the body of Congress. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on, this is also a bill we heard earlier. ONCA 23-36, an act to amend Title 19, Chapter 2 in the Raise the Wage Act to allow the Osage Nation to offer cash in lieu of health insurance when it offers health insurance benefits to employees and establishing an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have heard this bill before. I'm happy to present it again if the committee would like. However, in light of some information that's been presented by the executive branch, this will likely face a certain veto, and there are definitely not enough votes here to override. So if the committee is comfortable, I'm certainly willing to postpone indefinitely, if that's will of the committee.
Thank you, sir. Would anyone else like to discuss this bill?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCA 2336 indefinitely.
Second.
Just for clarity, was that a postpone indefinitely or just postpone?
Indefinitely.
Postpone indefinitely, okay.
Definitely.
Kills the bill.
There's been a motion to postpone indefinitely ONCA 23-36, an act to amend Title 19, Chapter 2 in the Raise the Wage Act to allow the Osage Nation to offer cash in lieu of health insurance when it offers health insurance benefits to employees and establish an alternate effective date. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? There is none. Motion carries. Moving on, we're circling back once again. Agenda item number 9, ONCA 23-40, an act to amend 19 ONC 5-102 to prohibit contracts for professional services, consulting services, and employment from extending beyond 3 years on a month-to-month basis when substantive terms would be changed and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, this bill has already been presented to committee. Happy to answer any questions and would love to see movement on the bill.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
So, just for my brain, it just scrambled at times. I don't need to get deep into the debate again, but please refresh my memory. I believe, Congressman, Chair Keene, you had an example as to why this may not be beneficial at this point concerning this bill.
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon. So I had offered, I should have put this in writing, but I think my change would have been compensation outside of industry norms. I think that would fix the kind of the heart of what Congressman Potts is trying to address. Congressman Potts, what do you think?
Yes, Mr. Chair. So we did go back and forth on that. I apologize. I can't remember if that was text message or email. I'm looking for that now, but I agree, and I think whatever language you came up with is satisfactory and would be happy to amend that in. Can you remind me if that was in a text or in an email?
Yeah, just a sec. Hang on, let me look. So if you pull up the bill, hang on here. Hang on just a sec.
Motion to recess for 10 minutes for an amendment.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to recess. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We are in recess for 10 minutes. Thank you.